And along with 16 others, we've seen ex-cricketer Mitchell Johnson brutally put through his paces on SAS Australia. In last night's episode, we saw him hand in his armband. Let's check in on how he's going. Good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Damon. How are you?
Yeah, doing really well, mate. I just want to start things off by saying thank you to you, because not only did you put it all out there physically in SAS, but you also laid your emotions bare this week, speaking to your depression diagnosis, and we saw some of the impact that's had on you. It was incredibly powerful stuff. How are you doing now?
The show was shot a few months back.
Yep.
I mean, you have your good days and bad days, but I've been working on it for a while and getting the help that I need. So, definitely coming back to Perth after the show was shot. We had the 2 weeks in quarantine, which wasn't ideal, but I've got good support around me as well. My wife has been absolutely brilliant. And, it was something... I actually look at the whole experience as a real positive because...
Right.
I don't think I would have come out and said that otherwise if I was just sitting at home. So it was a great platform to be able to do it on. I didn't actually expect myself to come out and openly say it out on TV. But I think, it's been a positive. And I've seen the messages that I've been receiving have been absolutely overwhelming. And that gives me a great bit of positivity and hopefully others as well.
A little bit of background. I suffer from depression myself, and I think the discussion that you had with your partner on the phone last night was one of the most kind of mirror image conversations I've ever seen on television. And I just want to thank you for that, because I think anyone doing that in a public forum and just showing and normalising depression is just phenomenal. So, Mitchell, thank you so much. Hey, mate, what's the experience been like watching the whole show back? Has it brought back everything for you?
Yeah, it has. And we had a bit of an opening night. We had a few friends over. Jess, my wife, had invited a few people over, close friends. And I was a bit like, I wasn't too sure on it, to be honest. But
yep.
Then once the show started, like you could see everyone was enjoying it. And they all had a bit of a laugh at seeing my bum on the TV screen. So, it did bring back a few memories. I think the going back into the base for the first time, that was... Yeah, it wasn't great, but there was some good stuff on there as well. Like I met some really good people, and the whole experience is something I always wanted to have a go at, the SAS selection. So that was the closest I'll ever get to it, and I'm glad I've had that chance.
Before you went in, what were your expectations versus what actually encountered you when you got into the show? Was it similar, or were you actually surprised when you stepped into it?
I'd seen the UK version,
yep.
And there was a lot of excitement there. I started to watch most of the episodes and really get into it. I read all the books of the DS just to get to know them a bit more and see their stories or hear their stories. I think going in, the physical side wasn't an issue apart from taking the DW on that log,
yep.
The bloody log. But I think in general it was just the psychological that sort of blows you away. I mean, the part where we get to shoot the weapon, we're disorientated and told to crawl through a small space.
Yeah.
And that really did sort of have an effect on me. And you look back at it and think, that wasn't a small space, but it's not that. It's the games they play with your mind. So that was constantly happening.
What have you been doing post-cricket? How have you been spending your career since then?
I pick up commentary gigs here and there.
Okay.
So I try to do a bit of radio through the summer. I went over to England for the Ashes series, last Ashes series in England. So that was a bit of radio, a bit of TV. So that's something that I'm trying to work out, that balance.
Okay.
I guess you go from being a cricketer who's full-time. We were away 11 months of the year, and you're always told where to go, what to do. You've got the schedule there. So coming back into the real world, you have to start doing all those things yourself, where you're setting your day up, and that's been a little bit difficult. It might sound a bit strange, I've never had to do
massive
that.
Massive adjustment.
Yeah, so, I mean, those things come into it. But, a bit of coaching, bit of mentoring. I've just started mentoring some a young guy at my old cricket club. So I'm looking to grow that a bit more and just give back to the game. I think that when I do that, I feel a lot better. I'm giving. It's a bit like what Dennis Lee did for me, really. I don't charge anyone when I'm doing this mentoring. It's more about getting good kids, making sure they're good people first, and then obviously they have the skills as cricketers as well for me to work with.
Hey, Mitch, before you go, one thing that I know that has happened after cricket, you talked about it on the podcast, The Final Word, is one night you got recruited into your mate's indoor cricket team, which I think for the other team would have been one of the most imposing players to stare down on the short run-up, Mitchell Johnson steaming in at you. What happened that night?
Well, what story do you want? Do you want me to put a bit of spin on this? No, look, I was playing with my best mate. We actually grew up playing cricket together. He got me into cricket, Dylan, and he's been living in Perth and he's playing a bit of indoor cricket. And I decided, yeah, I'll play a few games, and we played this game, and I thought, no, I'll just bowl a bit of spin. Get tapped a little bit, so then you start to bowl a few quicker ones. So it's only natural. The competitiveness comes out. But
yeah.
Look, I have a lot of fun getting down there and having that, you know, bit of banter. And, hey, I cop absolute gobfuls playing indoor cricket, which I was surprised with. But that's just part of the game.
Mate, that would be like staring at the DS in SAS Australia, staring at Mitchell Johnson in a social indoor cricket match. SAS Australia continues 7:30 next Monday on 7. We're sad we won't see you in it. But Mitchell Johnson, thank you so much for joining us this morning, mate.
Yeah, thanks, Damon. Appreciate it.